People in the Iraqi city of Basra have taken to the streets to condemn a recent attack on the Iranian consulate there. The protesters express unflinching support for the Islamic Republic. They praised Iraq's popular mobilization forces and their efforts in bringing terrorism to its knees in the war-battered country. The demonstrators also expressed resentment at the U.S. and Israel. They accused Washington of triggering unrest in Iraq and interfering in the country's affairs. On Friday, a group of assailants torched the Iranian consulate amid massive rallies against corruption in the Iraqi government and lack of basic services. Iran and Iraq both denounced that assault. Political commentator Paul Sheldon Foote tells us what he thinks about the rally held in Basra.
This recent show of support in Basra simply amplifies the fact that a very large percentage of Iraqis are very favorable to Iran, their next-door neighbor and cousins. I think what many in the West don't understand is that a large percentage of the Iraqi population is of Iranian origin. My wife has relatives buried in Iraq. Many Iranians have cousins in Iraq and had been there for generations. The militias of any type, depending regardless of who's supporting them, is that some of them can go out of control. They can burn down shops, burn down houses, hold religious courts, and make people angry. There have been attempts by some of the national leaders to make it illegal and to close down these, but I'm sure that most Iraqis don't want to go back to the Saddam Hussein days when they were all disarmed.